Welcome to Hammer Dub!
Dub!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone
Dad, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a bearded wonder. He's a Canadian sensation.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day
sir.
To you.
Boys in the back, how are we?
Terrible, Tony.
What's wrong,
dude? What happened, dude?
What's wrong? It's wrong, dude.
What's wrong, Nick?
Can't fucking win.
You know what to do.
I need your guys' advice. I need your
you
help.
Know where, you know where to go.
You just stay.
On ice cold.
There's one man amongst us who's 30-0. You know what to do.
I don't know what your process is, but, you know, just stick to it.
Well, hey,
he'll come.
Tony numbers.
Hey, no, Nick, do not worry. You are either hot or you are fucking due, and I'm in the same boat, my friend. I am due for a parlay. I have still yet to hit a parlay.
Oh, we talked about this yesterday, man. We're not doing it.
I threw no. I threw two last night, and I'm throwing two more again tonight, Tony.
Okay, throwing parlays tonight.
Yeah, we're either hot here or we are due, and we are due back here. That's in the back room.
Sick tarp, man.
Yeah, hey, Lakers game tonight. Let's go. Six gods back.
Six gods back.
Nice, man. I feel better now.
No problem. I got you.
Well, if you do want to do a parlay, the NHL parlay insurance is out there.
Six gods back, dude.
Yeah, and we're talking parlay insurance. It's TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel right now.
TNT Tuesdays.
What?
Which TNT Tuesday means that, yes, usually the Lake Show is on TNT tonight. And they are. But you also get a same-game parlay, $10 free same-game parlay if you opt in on Tuesdays on any game that you pick.
Okay, yeah. Place a three-plus leg, $10 same-game parlay wager with cash on any NBA on TNT game taking place on today.
Tuesday.
TNT, baby.
Tuesday.
What are the TNT games?
I actually don't know. I just know the late games, the Lakers game.
I imagine six gods in it.
I bet you it's probably Heat Mavs.
Oh, definitely.
Ooh. A lot of people on the Heat tonight.
They are 3-point favorites Dallas.
They were two. They were two this morning, my friend.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Also, tonight, Maction's back. And what a fucking slate we got tonight in Maction.
Oh,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. World Series is back tonight.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
Excuse you.
NHL's tonight.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got Champs League going right now.
Champs League's going right now.
Man, news down, of course.
Who'd they have?
Atalanta. De Gea fucking had a blunder, my friend.
Oh.
Absolute blunder.
I hate to see it from
after McTominay hit the post. They'll come back. I mean, Ronaldo's going to snipe. It's draw no bet. We'll at least get a push.
We'll get a push.
Cristiano will snipe one. It's Champs League, dude.
Champs League tomorrow, too, right?
Yes, sir. Then we got Europa Thursday. Then we got a full slate for,
full slate of footy.
Tis the season, my friend.
There is a lot. There is a fucking lot going on.
I'm very concerned. I keep staring down Tuesday like it's got its red beam right on my head.
What are you talking about?
College basketball.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't
dude.
Know if I'm ready.
When's that start?
Tuesday.
Not this weekend.
No.
Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
Are you going to watch for a couple games first, or are you just going to go straight at it?
No, we'll go guns blazing. That's what we do.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We got to get a couple
dude,
off the hop.
I'm never like...
It's the college basketball Saturdays that are just...
When you wake up Saturday morning and you're staring at 150 games.
That's the thing. I know when college basketball Saturdays are happening. Friday night, you write down, you probably like 50 games to start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You end up with about 20 on a Saturday. But that's just, Friday nights, you just look at the board. That's all you do.
Bro, how the fuck are you betting 20 plus games? Like, are you betting round robins, like just a bunch of parlays, like tiny units?
It's
like
the single and then the sprinkle on the parlays.
Yeah, single and sprinkle.
Single, sprinkle.
That's how we do it here. You bet the singles,
yeah,
and then you sprinkle the
par. We've been saying it for a while. The t-shirt is coming soon. Hammer down, single
and
sprinkle.
Yeah. Ooh.
We've been saying it for years, man.
I like that.
We need a Bula shirt, by the way. I was thinking about that last night.
Well,
legend.
Just a picture of Big Sale says legend.
Big Sale Friday's coming.
So. Hell yeah.
Single and sprinkle though.
That is a good one.
Is the college? That's what I do with college football too. That's what I do with every sport. Single and sprinkle. Now I have sometimes in the past few weeks forgetting to do the singles, and just putting all of that money onto what should be a sprinkle.
Sometimes you get that feeling about a game. Like Sunday, I would, Patriots money line was the one. Like if there was one game, I was like, this game just feels right.
Oh, speaking of games that feel right, last night the Giants just felt right to me, you know?
I mean, I'll die with fucking losing that bet. I ain't betting on that. The Giants stink.
Will you stop taking the Chiefs?
Well, that's the end of it because I took the Packers with +2.5. Okay. I'll take the Packers money line.
4-15 ATS in their last 19.
They're dead. No. We can't say that.
They look like a bad football team.
They're a bad football team.
I think this is honestly when they come alive. It's really weird to say it.
That schedule is not kind, my friend.
Yeah, but they just play down to their competition. It seems like they did that last year. This year it seems like they stink. But I mean, almost losing to the fucking Giants.
How many live bets do?
Many live bets got fucking smoked, The Chiefs were gonna crush them from that first drive. So I started live betting the Chiefs. I lost a shit ton of money because they didn't cover shit.
It's hard to live bet when you're fucking floating around Pluto, dude.
Oh, I live on fucking I live on fucking Pluto, Tony.
I don't.
Damn it.
I just don't. I mean, we talked about it on Patch, so I just don't get how you just don't take the fucking 5-10 yards.
They're every not used play. To it.
I know you're not, but you. They're averaging 5 yards a rush. Last night.
Yeah, they were.
Like, just you don't need to fucking air it out. You really don't. And it doesn't even work anymore because your defense is so bad. So you almost want to eat up the clock.
Yeah, it would be great.
You know what I mean?
It would be great for the team. Andy Reid looks puzzled. He has just a blank stare on his face all the time.
Yeah. I mean, incredible vote of confidence for Tua today. I'm sure he's feeling.
Yeah, good. Trade deadline sucked. Nothing changed. Nothing of gambling.
It's a really good vote of confidence for him.
It just happened Jesus today. Jesus Christ. Mitt, producer Mitt.
Hey, Tony.
Where do you want to start tonight? What sport do you want to start with today?
You know what? It's Maction. So we can do Maction or we could do NBA Tuesday. Sorry.
I'm going to pick one.
What the hell just happened?
I'm bad whenever you put me on a spot. Yeah, let's go to Maction.
All right.
Six God, dude.
Maction. Three games tonight. No one would argue that these three games are incredible football games. Okay? All the spreads are large. Touchdown or more in all these games. Ball State Akron's, the spread's 20.5. Eastern Michigan Toledo, 8.5. Miami of Ohio at Ohio, 7.5.
These are ugly numbers.
If these games were on a Saturday slate, I wouldn't even fucking think about it. Wouldn't even consider it. But here we are, Maction Tuesdays. It's November, Maction's here. And what else are we going to do on Tuesday night?
World Series.
Well, yeah, we could bet all those. We could bet those. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, but here we are. I don't love betting that tonight either, but I will.
I was forced to get the numbers done quickly this week. So I don't know how I feel about them. But the only, oh my God.
You taking Ball State?
I'm thinking about taking Akron.
The Zips?
I'm thinking about taking Akron.
Jesus.
They are 2-6 on the season.
This is fucking
1-3 at home. 1-3 ATS at home. Ball State's 4-4 on the season. They started off terrible.
I mean, Akron's getting 57%.
I think it's the right side.
Why?
I think it's too many points.
Dude, Ball State has been rolling lately, though.
I know they have, and that's why I'm scared. Because I'm worried that my numbers.
What'd your numbers say?
My numbers, let me look at them. Let me pull them up.
When did you put them in?
Today.
Oh, so it's
said the line should be 13 or 14. We're sitting at 20.
What does the number say for Eastern Michigan Toledo?
Has Toledo should be 8.5. Oof. What's the line?
9.
Okay.
Mine's 8.5 right now.
What about Miami, Ohio at Ohio?
That one, I have that Miami of Ohio should only be 4-point favorite.
Tony, see, I don't know if I like your model on that one then. Because oh, this is my only Maction pick.
Oh, no. You're going against the model.
Well, there's numbers, and then I look at the trends after the numbers. And the trends, Ohio, I went to Duquesne University. Played at Duquesne for a couple seasons, two seasons.
Good seasons.
Great 1AA football school.
Yep.
Should not beat Ohio. They beat Ohio this year. Ohio is 1-7. 1-7 is not good. 0-4 at home.
I was going to say you take the over in some of these games, but they're like,
there's no way that too. I could take Ohio tonight.
You're not going to take Ohio?
No.
I am taking Miami of Ohio. Minus I'll make seven. The first Maction pick. Yeah, -7.5. I mean, if it goes to 7, you're definitely in play there. But, I mean, Ohio stinks, dude. All due respect to the Fighting Dukes, Tony. They made me a lot of money in the spring season. They're amazing. But they should not be beating a Maction school. And Miami of Ohio is probably the best Maction school right now. I'm pretty sure they're number one in the conference. They're going to win the conference. Let's go.
Okay.
They're amazing. It's Maction.
Are you sure?
They're not amazing, but it is Maction, and they're amazing for Maction.
Are you sure? the Ball State one, they started off 1-3. They won 3 straight. They just lost to Miami of Ohio, who you're speaking of. You know what? I'm going to make a pick tonight in these games. Have to. I'm going to make one. Give me Akron as 20.5-point dogs at home.
So we got to pick on every game. Okay, I'll take the third.
Okay, and you're going to take Toledo or Eastern Michigan?
Give me the 9 with Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
Thank you. Jeez.
Nice. We got to pick on every game.
That's not a fucking good pick at all, but
these games.
Yeah, I mean, the hammer.
I love Maction. Everybody loves Maction. I mean, Maction.
Eastern Michigan's 5-3. Toledo's 4-4. What are we talking about? Against the spread isn't great, but +9?
I like it.
Feels like a lot. I mean, I've always loved Eastern Michigan.
Hey, they have sweet turf. It's like gray.
Yeah.
Good thing they're at Toledo.
Yeah, they're at the Rockets home tonight. Oh. But, all right, so that's Maction tonight.
All right.
I'm gonna take the 20.5.
I got
give me all 20.5.
Two pups and a favorite.
You got
I got the good old 7.5 with Miami of Ohio.
Redhawks. Shout out, Big Ben.
Shout out.
It's an ugly start for Maction.
It's good
stuff.
It's
an ugly slate for
Maction. Hey, that's good stuff.
It's an ugly slate for Maction.
Good stuff. DeSean Jackson just got released.
Okay, so after 4 o'clock, he'll hit the waivers. If a team picks him up, they got to pay him.
$1.5 million salary left on his contract, fully guaranteed.
$1.5 is not much.
No. The Colts should sign him.
The Colts should sign him.
The Colts should sign him because Carson Wentz, Flacco can throw the deep ball, and they can get even more PIs with Deshaun running. They might not get him. Deshaun might be too fast.
Let me look at the standings.
That's a good point. T.Y. has also been hurt a lot this year. They have had no deep ball threat.
Playoff teams that could use him. Yeah, Colts make sense.
Right? That feels like the one.
Now,
I don't know who else is out there.
Well, with everything that happened today and T's and P's in that situation, the Raiders could now use a speedster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't know if DeSean Jackson fits the kind of locker room that Chris Ballard likes to try and build.
Well, DeSean's...
What do you mean?
He's more mature now, dude.
True.
He's more mature.
And desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, at some point, you got to stop fucking worrying about everything and everything and just bring some good football players
in. What about the Packers? Oof. Or is MVS just like a younger...
Yeah, I mean, what we've been saying lately, can never have too many weapons.
That's what I've been saying. I don't know about you guys.
Saints?
Let's not fucking. There's some. I mean, I get it, Saints fans. You're having a good year. That's good stuff. At the end of the day, like, it'll be just like every other year. You ain't going to be there.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Where's
this coming from? Well, no, now that James is hurt. No.
Yeah.
Saints had to also scratch and claw just to get Quan Alexander back, just to get enough money to bring Quan Alexander back. Like, they don't have money to sign anybody.
$1 million. Good point, dude, they just signed Mark Ingram.
Good point, man. Yeah, I mean, the Saints are playing good football. That's good for them. I was just tossing out. You know, I feel like the Colts would be, that's a good one. That's the one.
Colts?
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
That's my pick for Deshaun.
All right. Let's go to the World Series tonight. We're in Houston. Astros are -132, full game money line. Braves are +$1.12.
Old greased up ponytail on the bump.
Gumpy. Louis Garcia's on the mound. Max Fried's on the mound.
So if we get to a game seven, what are we looking at? Ian Anderson against who?
Framber?
No, Framber threw last.
I don't know.
Who else they got? Granky?
No. Oh. Game seven. Game seven, anybody could go. Here's what we got tonight. Max
got lit up.
He went five, gave up six.
Is he on short rest, though?
In that one?
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Jesus.
The game before that, he went 4 2/3, gave up five to the Dodgers. So his last two outings, not great. Before that, he was on a roll. He's okay. I mean, he's 3.14 away, ERA.
The Astros get hot. They get hot.
They do.
Happened to the Sox. I know it was game five, but it felt like the Braves had them. They had them down 4-0 early. This is a stupid bet, but I will take the Braves first 5+0.5.
Okay.
I would have taken anybody who was +0.5 in this game.
Louis Garcia, last time out against the Braves, went 3 2/3, gave up one earned run. 5 2/3 against Boston, gave up none. Before that, he was not good.
Yeah, now he's throwing 99.
Guy's adrenaline's insane.
Yeah.
At home, he's much better. I don't know.
Good luck, dude.
I don't know, man. This game. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a live bet situation.
Hell yeah.
Maybe it's a live bet situation, man.
I mean, I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah, we're all going to be tuned in. I mean, this is a multiple TV night.
I mean, every night is multiple. So Mondays, I have the big TV on the game, and then the smaller TV is the Manning cast with the sound up. It's fucking brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Because then you can pay attention to the game.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
So you're going Braves +0.5 first half here?
Yeah, I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I'm not touching anything here.
You son of a bitch.
Not doing it. You're on an island here, Bob.
I mean, we just bet the fucking Maxion.
Yeah, took a Maxion.
We're all on an island.
Dude, it's a World Series. Come on, Tony.
Shut up, Mitt.
What do you got, Mitt? Who are you taking?
Yeah, what do you got?
I actually do have a play for this. I'm taking, will there be a run in the first inning? Yes.
Yes.
That is your bet.
That's my favorite bet. It's the best bet in baseball.
You love that bet. NBA tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. Not a bad little slate here. Hey, not a bad little slate here. Bucks, Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
You taking the Bucks?
Hell yeah.
Shocker.
Dude, it's the Pistons and they're only 4-point favorites, or 4.5, sorry. They're going to win by 10.
Doesn't smell fishy.
I mean, everything reeks like a fish, but I don't care.
Heat, Mavs.
I am taking the over in this game, 209. And then I am also taking Luka Doncic. This is a boost. Luka Doncic to have a triple-double. It's +600.
Okay.
I don't like either side of this game. I think it's going to be an awesome game to watch, actually.
Why don't you?
But I love the over. I actually do really like this over.
Let me hold on. I'm trying to find something here.
While you're finding that, Tony, the reason why I do like this over is most of these primetime games are, well, big money market games like this. This is getting hyped up over on ESPN and all that. and it's TNT. They're going to score. Jimmy Buckets is going to go off. Bam's going to want to play like an all-star. Kristaps wants to do his thing. Luka's probably going to get a triple-double, and we're all making money.
Okay. That was your
breakdown.
Okay. Kings Jazz, anything there?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm throwing the under in a parlay.
Okay. Pelicans Suns.
I'm throwing the over in that same parlay.
And let me guess, you're gonna lay the Lakers minus the 10.
Yeah, if you're not betting against the Rockets during the beginning of the year, I don't know what you're doing.
Is John Wall playing?
John Wall is, I don't know, he's not playing. He was on none of the props. I did take a couple props. A new car parlay is what I did take, actually.
Nate loves his new car parlays.
Yeah, my new car parlay. I mean, I'm going to get the $10 back, win or lose.
Yep.
Smart.
So I got some Kevin Porter Jr. Overs, yep. all the LeBron overs, Westbrook to have 12-plus boards, AD to have 12-plus boards. We got AD to score 30-plus. The win margin being above 14. I mean, it's all there for the new car.
Okay. You know, I hope you hit that tonight.
Well, I mean, I
don't see why it won't.
I think it's already.
There is absolutely
car shopping right now.
No reason why it won't.
Six God, dude.
Mitt.
Oh, sorry, I was showing my Six God's jersey.
How's the ice looking tonight, Pa?
You know.
Some good matchup.
It's been
out
tough
there.
Sledding on the ice.
It's a heavy
lately.
Slate,
it's been
though.
A little choppy.
It's a heavy slate.
It is a heavy slate, which makes me even more nervous. But we got some picks after much consternation, much back and forth.
Okay.
We're going to go with the Vegas Golden Knights at the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight.
Danny Carlson's out, dude.
There's a lot of people out. While Bill Carlson is out for the Knights with a broken foot, I believe 4 to 6 weeks. So we're going to go with the Leafs to win in regulation, the 60-minute money line. That's minus 130 for the Toronto okay. Maple Leafs at home.
Leafs then, and reg.
Leafs and reg. Then about we're going to go over to Gumpy's Dallas Stars. They're in Winnipeg, the dark, dreary winter wonderland that is
Winnipeg.
We're going to take the Dallas Stars minus 110.
Okay.
Hell yeah. They wearing those sick jerseys again?
I hope so.
They almost gave Morenci's brain almost exploded when he saw those.
Sticking with the Western Canada swing. The Calgary Flames have won 6 in a row.
Okay.
The Nashville Predators have won 3 in a row.
Really?
In a match of the unpredictable Titans that we Flames never saw coming. We will go with the Calgary Flames at home at minus 156.
Is fucking Johnny Hockey still there?
Yes, he is. He fucking lit the Pens up the other night with a beautiful goal.
He always does.
Late night, this one. Oof. Don't put this one in yet. Wait and see on this. The Buffalo Sabres are on the road the San Jose
Team's
Sharks.
Hot.
Sabres are plus 125. The Sharks have like 6 guys in the COVID protocol.
Okay.
Now, they could be cleared before the game, but they are 6 or 7, however many players are. I can't remember. Notable players, like good guys. Eric Carlson, Timo Meier.
Marlowe.
Thomas Hurdle, good players.
Marlo Thornton.
Good players. So we're looking at the Buffalo Sabres plus 125 late night. And finally, Tony, because I stink.
Is the old number 8-8 still on the Sharks?
Brent Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I stink, we're going to hand it over to the coin.
Where?
For
the
Rangers?
Detroit Red Wings plus 116 taking on the Montreal Canadiens at home minus 140.
This game stinks!
The Abby Thomas.
All rise for the audible coin.
The Abby Thomas.
I'll say this. You fucking making the coin pick this game.
I don't think you've been watching the Wings lately, and the Habs have gotten a little better.
Oh, is Carey Price back?
No.
And why'd they send down, what's his name? He's not good anymore.
Why'd they send down what's
Cole Caulfield?
Yeah.
For the Habs?
Young whippersnapper.
I think it was a matter of, hey, let's not beat this guy's confidence up too much with the team around him playing like dog shit. Heads, the Detroit Red Wings.
Okay.
Tails, the Montreal Canadiens.
Tails.
All rise for the audible coin. Detroit Red Wings plus 116. The Hobby Tots minus 140.
It's heads.
Can't remember who it was.
Detroit. The Red Wings.
The honorable coin has picked the fucking Red Wings.
This is for 31-0. A reminder that this is for 31-0. Even though it is the Red Wings, the coin has never lost, and they could beat the Montreal Capitals.
It's unbelievable.
You seem displeased.
I don't trust Detroit.
Nobody does, my friend.
How can you?
But the Habs,
trust the coin.
I do trust the coin.
We not betting Wings. Rangers Canucks?
Wings tonight.
I'm not. Would you like to? Would you like to make a pick there?
How the Rangers been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. The Rangers are on a good run here. 6-2-1 in their last 10.
Jesus.
5-1 on the road.
Jesus.
Wings.
Vancouver, 0-3 at home. Is it their due situation?
I'll have to check with my source.
What are the Rangers at?
Rangers are -137. Money line.
Western Canada.
It's a tough road trip.
You guys, what time's hockey talk this week?
No pick from Gump?
No, I picked the Stars, dude.
No Rangers.
What time's hockey?
Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Rupper's bringing on a surprise guest, he told us. He won't tell us who it is.
Surprise guest?
Yeah. Legend from way back, from what I heard. Yeah.
Is it?
He won't tell us. He won't even give us a hint.
He's playing on the Ponds.
Is it going to be the old 6-6?
I think maybe 9-9.
You think he got married?
It's either Mario or Wayne.
Is there a chance fucking Mario's
coming? Mario or Wayne. I know
Wayne's
that.
Busy. Wayne's on TNT at the time.
No, you say come on.
Could be.
I think it could be Mario.
Could be Gordie Howe. Could be Bobby Orr.
But they definitely played on a pond.
This guy's known for his backwards skating.
So not Luis Mendoza.
Not Luis, could be Kenny Wu.
Could be Kenny Wu. So tomorrow night, 8:00. Tell you what,
better win some bets tonight.
If the Wings don't fucking hit, we're gonna have a real fucking problem.
I lean Rangers there, but if I pick Rangers, Canucks will show up.
I do too, and like I said, when I'm not hot, I got no confidence in these picks. So normally my brain would be like, oh, no fucking brainer here. Rangers on the road, -137, sure. But the way things have gone, I don't have it in me.
Oh, man, you tied it. Let's go. Cristiano. I mean,
you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know.
You knew it was fucking.
Woo! I'm going to say, what's my problem? I'm beaten down, man, Tony.
Huh?
I'm beaten down.
No. Wait, what did I say?
You were about to say, what's your problem?
No.
I'm defeated.
That's not what I was going to say.
What's your problem?
I'm run ragged.
I was going to say, what's your problem with Western Canada? That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Well,
me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You just said you wanted Vancouver to lose.
No, I don't like the Canucks. I never have. I have been told that I should.
What's your problem with the Kraken?
I should speak more kindly about my hometown, I was told. Victoria. It's a very nice place.
Beautiful place.
It is, yes. Should talk better about it.
Beautiful water.
That's on me.
Beautiful pine trees.
Nah, you grew up there. You can say whatever you want. But actually, Tony, I forgot that I didn't check the TV schedule. Surprise, surprise.
Let me guess. You picked the wrong game?
No. I just didn't know that the Lakers, for some reason, aren't on TNT, and it's the Pelicans and Suns game, so we're going to watch the Suns blow out the Pelicans. Zion. Zion is not playing. He has not played a single game.
What's he out with?
Right now it's a foot, I think, still.
I thought you were going to say
different. Maybe a stomach issue.
Dude.
Jeez. What? He has problem digesting all that fucking Mountain Dew.
Don't worry. Don't do that, dude. Hey. It was always CR7.
Yeah.
With that being said, what do we got tomorrow? Champs League.
Wolfsburg hit already today.
Attaboy.
So we got one. We're on the board.
Attaboy.
Barca's tied at half with fucking Dynamo Kiev.
That was
Barcelona's a crapshoot right now. I don't know why I went down that. tomorrow, taking AC Milan over Porto.
Yes.
AC Milan's going right now. Ibra's going. Pretty much even money here. AC Milan at home. I like them. PSG, Messi is out tomorrow. That being said,
what's he out with?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
That being said, their draw no bet -125 versus RB Leipzig. Leipzig's 0-3 in the Champs League.
Sign me up.
Yeah, PSG hasn't lost in the Champions League. Sign me up. So I like that. Those are the only two for
tomorrow. That's a fucking, hey, I like that.
Yeah. PSG's good squad.
Good squad.
Leipzig's struggling.
Okay. Let's run through some boosts. Let's run through some boosts. You looked at the college slate yet at all?
Yeah.
You like anything?
I have.
Oh, here's one. Toledo and Miami of Ohio each to win first half and game +240.
To Leeds?
Mate, you might like that one.
Yeah, but I don't really like Miami of Ohio. Gumpy likes, Toledo, sorry. Gumpy likes Eastern Michigan. Okay.
Wake Forest getting 2.5.
Okay. I think I'm going to be on that side as well, it looked like.
Baylor -6.5.
Who they got?
They are.
I really haven't. I ran the numbers. Now I got to go through them.
They're at TCU.
TCU has not been great.
Auburn getting 4.5 at Texas A&M.
Interesting.
Obviously, going to hop on the Beavers again.
Okay.
They are -3. Or no, I don't know if I am actually. That's a lie. I just wrote that down. They're -3 at WVU. I don't love that. WVU is pretty good at home.
They are good at home.
And
Oklahoma State is there, right?
Oklahoma State, sorry, not the Beavers. Yeah, Oklahoma State. Oh, that's a tough one. I'll probably stay away. Michigan State at Purdue. It's -3 right now.
They better not have a letdown.
I don't feel like this Michigan State team is going to have one.
They better not have a letdown.
I don't know, but Purdue's also tricky. They win games they're not supposed to win, and then they lose games they're supposed to win.
It's true.
I'm not taking this, but very intrigued. Rutgers getting 12.5 at home against Wisconsin.
I don't want that. Stay away from that. don't do that.
This is now a scandal game, but Texas +7 at Iowa State.
This is a scandal game.
Yeah. I mean, I'll ride with the pole assassin any day.
Okay.
Especially if the pole assassin's getting 7 points.
It is a scandal game, but it's also support your coach game.
Iowa State is not good. Like, I don't know why this is.
I know.
This feels very high. Like, I would take.
This is based off of preseason.
I'd take Texas money line +200.
Tell you what. It opened at 15.5. It's already down to 8.5. Ole Miss was 15.5 point favorites against Liberty. I definitely would have took Liberty at 15.5. I don't know if I'm going to take them at 8.5, but this is the battle of the top two quarterbacks going in the NFL draft. I think Malik Willis is healthy, but.
Are we done fading Clemson?
I saw that they're against Louisville this week, right?
Louisville +3.5 at home.
So that line moved. Let me see if I can.
Louisville got smacked by the Wolfpack.
Can't find it. I knew that was going to happen. Oh, there it is. Clemson, Louisville. Yeah. I'm going to stay away from that one, probably.
Oregon, -6.5 at Washington.
I see that.
That number is low.
You think Oregon should be favored by more?
Yes. I think Washington is very bad, and it's not. It's a rivalry game.
Weird things happen when the Ducks go up there.
Yeah. But I think Oregon, it feels like Oregon's found it again, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to go through the numbers tonight, and then I'll have something that I'm leaning towards
and, tomorrow. And UTSA -11 at UTEP.
Beep, beep.
That's just what I've been, that's what I'm thinking. That's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 11.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
11 I've
those.
Been looking at.
How about Real, Liverpool, and Man City all to win?
Ooh. Oregon State -10 at Colorado.
Colorado stinks.
What's the number say?
Colorado stinks. Tell you tomorrow.
What was that? What was that boost for?
Real Madrid, Liverpool, and Man City all to win.
Ooh. Liverpool's fucking Atletico is always a tough game. Always.
+150.
There's a lot.
That's what it is.
+150? Mm-hmm. No, not a chance.
Leafs, Flyers, and Canadiens all to win. You taking that one tonight, Rossi? Any interest in that one?
It's going against the coin, but...
You don't want to do that, then?
I do like the Leafs. What was the one? Flyers, right?
Yeah.
Leafs, Flyers. Yeah, I do like Leafs and Flyers, but, you know, going against the coin's tough.
Kind of like that. That's only plus 100. Freeman Altuve to each record a hit.
What is it?
Plus 100.
Yeah, give me that. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I really do think this thing's going seven, though. I think the Braves are in a bad spot all of a sudden. They had them last game. You're up 4-0. Yep. Fucking bury them.
All right. Tuesday. Tuesdays are great. We're just so goddamn far away from the weekend. That's why we have Max now.
Yeah. I'd like to lock in the Packers.
Okay.
I should have said this before yesterday at 2.5.
Yeah.
I'll take them plus one. I'd also like to lock in the Chargers.
We're doing lock-ins?
Well, the Chargers are at -2.5 for some reason at Philadelphia. I have no idea why.
Would you like to know what they are now?
What?
-1.
All right. I will not lock that in. I will continue to wait, and I will take -1 if it goes higher.
Might as well take the fucking money line -118.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
That is fishy.
That's about as fishy as it gets. Cardinals are down to -1 as well.
That I understand. I thought it was going to go the other way.
But you would think it would go. You would think public would jump on it, though.
I thought people were going to hammer the Cardinals. What are the Raiders at?
3. Bengals are 2.5 still. I'm excited to dive into these.
There's some good...
Good lines this weekend.
Early thoughts, I would say Raiders -3.
Uh-huh.
Pats.
Uh-huh.
They're going up. I think the Ravens -5.5.
Okay. I haven't done any NFL yet, so I can't.
No comment.
No comment.
He pleads the fifth.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.